The only county in Ohio without a grocery store now has one. Even though it's filled with farm fields, Vinton County was without a grocery store for more than 3 years. But a local entrepreneur, with the help of government grants, has changed that.
Did you find everything you were looking for?
Wednesday, a rural food desert got its first grocery store in several years. The 12,000-square-foot Campbell's Market opened its doors in MacArthur. The county's 13,000 residents are excited.
We haven't had a grocery store in 4 years. This is awesome.
Kelly and Greg Covery share the sentiments of every shopper I spoke with opening day. Now fresh produce is just a 2-minute drive from home.
Just to be able to buy fresh stuff without having to go out of town, because it takes like usually 30 minutes for us to go get something fresh to eat. So this is, great.
There were many inconveniences before Campbell's Market showed up.
The travel's one, gas money, the time, not having anything fresh when the kids want it. Strawberries, bananas, things like that. So,
the Healthy Foods for Ohio initiative provided about $1.6 million in state and local grants and loans to help build the store, according to market co-owner Rick Campbell.
Without that program, this project could not have happened.
According to the Census Bureau, over 20% of the county's residents live in poverty. The county's median income stands at $41,000, $10,000 below the state's median income. A small, low-income population dissuaded commercial chains. The county's last grocery store, Super Value, closed in 2013.
We couldn't believe that there was no grocery store in this whole county.
That's where the public loan and grant package proved essential. Campbell's Market broke ground on the store in March and started construction in June.
The community need. We came down and investigated the area and talked to some of the community just on the street.
He says the store will make a big difference in the access residents have to nutritious food, like fresh produce and cuts of meat. John McQuirt walks up and down the aisles, browsing the merchandise, checking the prices.
I usually go to Wellston or Jackson, and it's like 30 miles round trip. Sometimes it's not feasible, but you got to do what you got
to
do.
If the prices are comparable to Walmart, where McQuirt shops now, he'll switch over permanently.
Or if I need something in a hurry, it's convenient. It's right here. I live across the road.
Tony Williams and her husband guide their cart up an aisle. She does the cooking and he does the shopping. Now he doesn't have to drive up to 40 minutes for a bag of potatoes.
Be glad to have, a place where we can come get potatoes and groceries and celery and carrots. And, Dollar General has some things, but it's not like a real grocery store.
The store was originally scheduled to welcome customers in August, but inspections delayed the opening. The store is overcoming the usual opening week issues. Trouble with a credit card processor meant people couldn't use EBT cards until around noon. But groceries are back in Vinton County. With day one in the books, residents and Campbell's Market's owner hope that the grocery store will be around for many more.
And we're just happy to get the doors open for them and us both.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.